This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday afternoon. Hope you've dialed in with your pledge of financial support. If not, right now is a great time, 217-244-9455. Online, willag.org, willpledge.org. Eric Snodgrass is here from Agrigable, right here in Champaign County, to take up the weather forecast. Eric, start here in the Midwest. We're in the middle of December, and it looks like we're going to get more warmth rather than colder.
It's an interesting thing. Yeah, this El Nino year has certainly set us off on a warming trend for the next few days. Even though we had a kind of a cool and cloudy start to the week, the weekend's looking warm. We might even hit 50s, low 50s around central Illinois. Rest of the Corn Belt looks warm as well. In fact, I see it being pretty dry for the next 5 days, with really the next big weather system coming in probably December 11th through the 13th timeframe, you know, in terms of a large-scale precipitation event. So quiet and relatively warm, you know, middle December here.
That is part and parcel, I believe, of El Nino. It's been having an impact across the planet. In fact, can you tell me about some of the things that have been happening in growing regions outside of the United States? And let's start with South America.
Sure. So one of the things we've been noticing in South America is the northern growing regions have been a little drier than average. They have been receiving regular rains, but it's in total kind of a deficit. So we're talking places like Mato Grosso, which is one of the places that's the biggest productive areas in Brazil. And then at the same time, the southern growing regions in Brazil and getting into Argentina have been a little bit water stressed in terms of getting too much precipitation. But really, when I kind of look around at the news reports and kind of look at the weather, I don't see major, major stresses on the crop. They're going to be cause for concern with global grain supply, that kind of thing. So South America, you know, has historically been doing very well when there's El Nino years in terms of grain production. So that's kind of what they look like in South America.
On the flip side, I believe South Africa has really tough times in El Nino years. Is that the case this year?
Yeah, we've been keeping a close eye on South Africa for drought conditions, and sure enough, they have been abnormally dry for quite some time, and we're not seeing much precipitation building in there for the next 2 weeks either. So it's certainly a smaller region, but something to keep an eye on. So definitely dry and drought conditions in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And then turn your attention to India, where they're not suffering from dry conditions, but they've been really deluge. Tell me about that.
In the northern half of India, it's been relatively dry. They've been quite dry, but boy, you come to the southern, you know, the southern kind of tip of that peninsula, and it has been extremely wet. There's been some incredible stories about the flooding, and they've just had a lot of strong systems that keep pushing in a lot of tropical moisture, and this just a deluge of rain in southern India. So we're talking about a place on our earth that has very high population density, and as a result has huge needs in terms of agriculture. So the fact that they're quite wet is something to pay close attention to in terms of global grain supply. So yeah, there's El Nino certainly doing a lot of interesting things around this world, and we're watching it closely at Agrible to see how things evolve over the next 3 or 4 months and then getting into our next growing season.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. They're located right here in Champaign-Urbana on South Campus, in fact, in the Research Park. We thank them for joining us on this Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can always help us out financially if you'd like. Do it right now at 217-244-9455 or online at willag.org, willpledge.org. And thank you so much for both listening and for pledging your financial support to our agricultural programming. I'm Todd Gleason.